Simon Shin Nun Zayin, Rav Tosef Gimel. We said that we have a biv, like a pipe or a ditch, that's covered first for amos in length from Shrabim and has dalad. You could pour the dirty water into the biv and let it flow out even in the summer. The Rambam said that you cannot pour direct in the biv, you have to pour out of the biv, let it go into the biv, and then flow on. And Tosef Gimel the Machaber starts off, which Mr. Burr explains with really a continuation of Lashon Rambam, that this is all if the water is going to Shrabim. If it's going into a Carmelis, then even the Rambam agrees you can pour directly into the biv. Even though we paskin that you can always pour directly into the biv, so it's not going to get to us the halacha because we don't go to the Rambam, but there'll still be cases where it's relevant for us. Because there are cases where even according to Rav Yishayim we're going to knock the Rambam, you cannot pour directly into the biv. For example, the Mechaber mentions Sif Beis, if it's a wooden pipe, it doesn't absorb, or if it doesn't have four by four amas, or if the first four amas not covered. Those are all cases where even the other Rishayim agree, and halach is that you cannot pour directly into the biv, into the pipe. And on that, the Mechaber is passing over here, is borrowing this concept from the Rambam, that if it's into a Carmelis, it's fine. You allow it to pour into the Carmelis, Kaycha b'Carmelis l'gazer. The Rambam says, though the other Rishayim hold, there's no difference between a Carmelis and Shrabim, and the same Yisurim that apply over here by Shrabim will apply by a Carmelis as well. And the Rambam says, something like a Carmelis that's in the middle of the city that's similar to Shrabim. For example, many of our cities, the streets are not Rishrabim Deraisa. They're only really a Carmelis. So that, their mo holds, will have the same chaymer as Rishrabim Deraisa. They got these alochas of pouring out the water. Because one can mix up this with a real Rishrabim, the big city where it's really Rishrabim, where the 600,000 people, etc. However, if you have a Carmelis that's out of town, it's not in the middle of a city, or a chotzer that's fenced in, it doesn't have Erev Chatzer, it's chotzer Shenem Reves. So then we mutter to pour the water out, and we'll not have the extra chaymer of Rishrabim, will not have all these extra dinim. The Rambam says, if a city that's fenced in by a wall doesn't have chatzeres, that's basically chatz shenem revis, doesn't make a difference if it's a chatz or it's a whole city. If it's fenced in, it's lacking erev chatzeres, so then it's a chatz shenem revis. Also, the Rambam says, if the pipe is above the ground, more intense from above the ground, and then it goes to the Carmelis, even if it's a Carmelis that's in the middle of the city, which could be mixed up with Shrabim, still it's mutter, it's the pour from Shiach to Carmelis through a Malkin Batur, that's mutter. Even though Mishnah Berurah explains, it's not so simple to metal from Shiach to Karmelis to Malkin Batur. But here, it's only Koichai. We said that the Chavah says, you know, the Rambam's Meikah altogether Koichai B'Karmelis, the Gazer over here. So at least in this case, the Rambam agreed to be Meikah, and the Rambam is a Chenikar, and Mishnah Berurah brings the Hirgam, it's going to all these dinim, that this is how the Rambam's Paschal. Simen Shin Nun Ches, which places are called Mukhav Ladira? Be'etzam, Mishnah Berurah explains that by the Raisa, any place it's Mukhav with four Kosher Machitzas, 10 Tvachim tall, no matter how big the area is, it's a Shiachid. He can carry inside of it, no problem. Chazado or Geizer, if you have a big hekaf, a big fencing area that's more than base asayim, and it was nahuk of ladira, the reason why the hekaf fencing was made, if it's not ladira for residential purposes, so it's big, it's not used for dira, it's more similar to Shrabim and to a Carmelis, therefore Chazado or Geizer not to carry more than four amas in this karfif, in this big fencing area, not carry more than four amas in Shabbos. So, Mechaber says, anyway, it's nahuk of ladira, it was fenced in, but not for residential purposes. For example, Gineas Padeas and Gardens, Mr. Burr explains, the fencing was put up, that's no one to steal fruits, or no one should damage the fruits. But it's not for purposes of Dira Sodom. Burgundam is a guard's house that's in the field. Also just used for as a guard's house, but it's not really used for Dira. Chazal Asim Metalton it, more than four amas, it cannot carry more than four amas in it. If it's more than base of Sayim, more than Sayim big. How big is more than Sayim? So Chaber says, Mr. Burr explains, more than 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3 amas. Really drop bigger than that this year. A base of Sayim, basically using a standard shirama of about 21 or 21 and a quarter inches. So more than 15,000 square feet. It's more than 15,000 square feet. Has din of a karfif, and you cannot carry more than 4 amas. As opposed to, if it is for Dira, then you do not have this issue at all. Or if it's not more than the base of Sayim, rather it's base of Sayim or smaller, then even if it's not for Dira, even if it's a karfif, it's not used for residential. Still, you could carry in it more than four amas, carry as much as you want. And the shape doesn't make a difference if it's square or if it's round, if it's long and narrow, as long as the length is not more than double the width. Because if the length is double the width, 100 by 50, that's fine. The Chatzah Mishkan was 100 by 50. If it's more than 100 by 50, it's 101 by 49 and a half or something like that, or 101 by 49 rather, so we keep it under the share of Beis HaSayim, then you would not be allowed to carry in it more than four amas, even though it's not more than the base of Sayim. But typically, if the length is not more than double the width, as long as it's not more than the base of Sayim, you'll be allowed to carry it on Shabbos.